There's a big development in the disappearance a year ago of the 63-year-old adventurer Steve Fawcett. Rescue crews have found the wreckage of a small plane near Mammoth Lakes, California. Officials confirm it's the same one he was flying. They have not found his body. Here's Madera County Sheriff John Anderson speaking to reporters this morning.
It appeared to me, just looking at the pictures, that it was a head-on crash into the side of a mountain, into a rock. The plane moved up in an upward direction for 100 feet or so and disintegrated.
The search for Steve Fawcett's plane began again after a hiker found ID cards with his name on them, along with some cash. Joining me now is that hiker. He's Preston Morrow. He's a manager at a sporting goods store near Mammoth Lakes. Preston, welcome to Day to Day. Set the scene for us. What's the terrain like where you were hiking?
It's real rough terrain. I started on a trail to get to the area where I was going to go find some mines. It was getting late in that part of the day, so I knew I didn't have the time to get to the mines, my original goal, and get back to the car before dark.
Preston, this is Monday afternoon when you make this discovery, yes?
Correct, yes.
And what you find are these ID cards and some money. Were they in a wallet or just lying open or what?
Yeah, there was just there were some trees around there that I noticed in the pine needles and the dirt. There was these ID cards, and then underneath them was some dirty old $100 bills. They're all folded in half. They're all dirty and kind of weathered, or quite weathered. And I went, oh, my gosh, that's kind of crazy.
You saw Steve Fawcett's name. You must have known who he was.
Well, I do know who he was, but the name just didn't register in my head at that time. I was in a hurry. I just didn't look at the name and go, I grabbed all the IDs and the money, was thinking this is kind of strange. I'm looking for a wallet. I'm looking for a bag because my logic, and which makes sense around here, is a bear or other animal had grabbed this from a backpacker and dragged it somewhere to search for food. And that might have happened in this case also. Animal found this stuff in something, pants or something, is all a guess here, and dragged it somewhere to look for food. I don't know.
You get down from the mountain, and what happens? How do you figure out, hey, wait a minute, this is Steve Fawcett, the famous explorer who disappeared?
It was the next morning, actually. I went to work that next morning. And I said, this is kind of strange, this name. And I showed this guy, and he's like, hey, that's that. And then there was three of us, and it took us about, within a minute or two, like, Fawcett, that's the guy, that's the missing pilot. So that morning, Tuesday morning, is when we realized what I had found.
So what did you do? Call the sheriff, go back up there and look for the plane, or what?
Right. What we did was, there was a group that went up Tuesday, not to search exactly for the plane, because we all knew it would be difficult. I wanted to show them where I was and get a GPS coordinate. So I brought my wife, so we got a coordinate of close to where I was. I even had a hard time finding where I was again. And then first thing Wednesday morning, I went to the authorities with the IDs, with the money, and with a map with the GPS coordinates on it. And then I said, here we go. This is what I found. This is where I was. I hope this will help you guys find what we're guessing is going to be the plane wreckage.
Well, you know, they've subsequently found that plane wreckage. They've positively said this is the identification number. This is it. This is
I'm very, very happy. Yesterday was crazy with people just asking me my story, as I've just told. That's okay. But today, at the end of the day, yesterday and today, I wanted to say, gee, they found something. And whether you know or not, it took all day Wednesday with a plane or two and lots of people on the ground, and it still took them till almost night to find the wreckage.
This is a place that, according to the searchers, they had flown over this exact area almost 20 times looking for this plane wreckage. This is about 90 miles from the ranch in Nevada where Steve Fawcett took off to go on this flight. So I guess it must be extremely rugged country if they'd flown over it almost 20 times and still didn't see the wreckage.
It was hard to find, yes.
You must be a very experienced hiker to go out in that area. Now you're going to be known ever more as the guy who found Steve Fawcett.
I guess so. a little crazy for me.
Preston Morrow speaking with us from Mammoth Lakes, California, where he's found the information that led to the discovery of Steve Fawcett's missing plane. Preston, thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.